return observations around northeast Colorado. Denver International Airport was mostly sunny. The temperature was 79 degrees, the dew point 51, the relative humidity 37%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 29.80 inches and falling. Aurora was 82 degrees. Inglewood was mostly sunny. The temperature was 84. Fort Collins Loveland Airport was fair and 70. Greeley had fair skies and 72. Some other observations. Colorado Springs was mostly sunny and 68. Akron was sunny and 72. Lyman was sunny and 69. Grand Junction was mostly sunny and 86. Aspen was mostly sunny and 76. Outside Colorado, Cheyenne had mostly sunny skies and 72. North Platte was 64. Goodland was 66. Again, Denver International Airport was 79 degrees under mostly sunny skies. The forecast for all of the Denver metro area. For this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy with isolated late day thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy. Isolated evening thunderstorms. Lows in the lower to mid 50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Highs in the lower to mid 70s. Chance of rain 30%. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and evening thunderstorms. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Chance of rain 40%. The extended forecast. Monday, a chance of morning showers. Highs 65 to 70. For Tuesday, dry. Lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. Highs 75 to 85. For Wednesday through Friday, dry. Lows in the 50s. Highs 85 to 90. Here is the significant weather outlook for northeast and north central Colorado. High pressure in the upper levels will slowly shift east in the central plain states tonight as the low pressure trough begins to work its way into the northern Great Basin. Surface high pressure across the central plains will create an increase in south to southeast wind over far eastern Colorado with increasing surface moisture expected through tonight. The air mass over eastern Colorado is initially quite dry and stable. Temperatures needed to get storms going today need to be in the upper 80s. Latest soundings indicate it will be a close call with highs forecasted around 87. The moisture is also lacking, but by this evening, enough moisture from the west coupled with some low level forcing ahead of the surface trough may be enough to spark an isolated thunderstorm. With the moisture increasing over the mountains, mainly isolated high-based storms with gusty wind to 50 miles an hour but little if any rain due to the very dry low levels. Thunderstorms that do develop over the plains will become severe as the shear profile increases and the air mass becomes very unstable. Large hail, wind gusts to 60 miles an hour and even an isolated tornado are possible. Best chances for severe storms will be well east of the urban corridor, and especially over Lincoln, Washington and far northeast Colorado. Timing of storms will be after 5 p.m. this evening. Spotter activation may be needed over the plains of northeast Colorado after 5 p.m.